I'm going to tell you the things I wish I would have known before I started getting into business as a woman, because these are some of the mistakes that I have made that have caused me to lose the most opportunities, the most money, the most time, and the most energy. A lot of the feminine business advice that I'm going to give you, you can actually apply to relationships too. This is because even though business is business, it still comes back to forming relationships. You're forming relationships with the people that you're working with, the people that you're working for. And so being a successful woman in business has a lot to do with your ability to have healthy relationships with people. Before I can give you the tips, I need to give you a little bit of the story, because if you don't understand what I've been going through for the past 8 months, then you're not gonna really understand how serious these mistakes were that I made. Make sure you stay till the end, because the last tip is actually going to be the most valuable that you're going to need to take away in your business today. Whether you work for someone else, you work for yourself, whatever the situation is, you need to master these principles. So in August of 2024, which was about 8 months ago, an old friend reached out to me super randomly. I hadn't seen this person in years. I hadn't even spoke to him in a long time. He randomly calls me and he said, "Listen, like, I really need your help. I have this new dating app that I'm launching. I have a lot going on with real estate. I have a potential real estate TV show that they want to do in Miami. I have a lot of projects going on. You're the first person I thought of. I need your help." And I made it very clear to him that I'm an entrepreneur. I'm not looking for a part-time job. If he wants my help, it's going to have to be something a little bit more serious. When I said this to him, he was like, "No, whatever you have going on with YouTube, whatever businesses you have going on, it's nothing compared to the lengths you're going to go if you come work with me." He literally said, "Come with me, I'll make you a millionaire." Like, this man made all of these grand promises to basically try to convince me to go and help him with all of these projects. Now, mind you, where I live and where he lives, it's not close. So in order for me to help him with all these projects, I was in the car for about 3 hours every day to get to where I needed to be for this. Now, this actually really took a toll on me personally, because I still had to do all of my own responsibilities. So I was basically helping him with everything he had going on, all of his business ventures, and some personal issues that he had going on, which I'm not gonna discuss, but it was very serious stuff for him. For me, I still had to do YouTube. I still had to take care of my relationship. I still had to take care of my fitness, my health, my household. Like, there's still a lot of things that I had to basically sacrifice personally in order to show up for him and help him with what he wanted. So from the beginning, the entire relationship was on his terms. And the thing with him is that he's a salesperson, right? So it's his natural instinct to tell someone else everything they want to hear. But this goes deeper, okay? The first mistake that I made in this interaction with him is that I allowed him to create the terms of the relationship. I allowed him to determine how I was going to work, how much the pay was going to be, what my hours were going to be, what my contribution was going to be. I didn't have a clear intention for myself. So that's the number one feminine business secret. That is setting intentions in business. You have to be very clear as to what you want in this relationship, what you want in this business arrangement. Let's think about romantic relationships for a second. As a woman, you already know men will tell you all the right things. They will say whatever it is that you want to hear in order to get you to do what they want you to do. So maybe they want to be intimate with you. Maybe they want more of your energy, more of your time. They want you to care about them, right? They're going to say all the right things to get that from you. But at the end of the day, they don't follow through with their promises. They were just saying those things to get something out of you, but they had no real intention of actually following through with what they were saying and what they were telling you that they were going to do. So in a normal romantic relationship, you're not going to give all of your energy to someone without having clear intention as to where the relationship is going to go. It's the same thing with business. I was just basically jumping along for the ride, completely at his mercy. He got to determine how everything went, and I basically just had to go along with it. And guess what? I didn't even need the money. I didn't even need the job. I was literally there because he begged me to be there, and yet somehow it turned out to be like I was doing everything for him and he wasn't rewarding me in the way I wanted to be rewarded. So that's a lot of the times what happens in romantic relationships. In the beginning, they're convincing you, telling you all these things, manipulating you. Then you fall in love with them, you catch feelings for them, and now when you catch feelings for them, all of a sudden, they disappear. All of a sudden, they're no longer interested. That's kind of how it felt in this situation. It felt like he was telling me all the things I wanted to hear to keep me involved in these projects, but then when it came down to actually following through, he wasn't willing to actually put his money where his mouth is and follow through with these actions. Business can be a very cutthroat environment. Everyone is trying to get something out of the other person, and no one wants to pay for it. Right? Everyone wants to have the upper hand in business. Relationships can be very similar too. A lot of people are operating from scarcity. They're operating from competition. They think that in order for them to succeed and for them to get what they want, they have to take it from others. And other people have to get less in order for them to get more. And as a woman, you're naturally more empathetic. It's a lot easier for you to overgive in a business situation or in a relationship, thinking that you're doing all the right things and you're helping this person and you're hoping that, okay, they're obviously going to reward me because look at everything I'm doing for them. Like, of course they appreciate it. But then when they come back and they don't appreciate you, or they don't pay you the way that you feel you deserve, or they don't reward you in the way that they said they were going to reward you, then it feels like, wow, I got taken advantage of. I got used. But in reality, you can avoid this. They didn't use you. They didn't manipulate you. My friend didn't take advantage of me because he's a bad person. I literally overgave in the situation and I allowed him to do whatever he wanted because I didn't have a clear intention. I didn't speak my mind from the beginning and say, okay, this is what needs to happen. This is what I require. And this is the only way I'm going to work with you, period. That's what should have happened. So when you're setting intentions in business, you have to be very direct and very clear. This is something I know a lot of women struggle with because they feel like they don't want to speak up for themselves. They want people to just think about them and just be nice to them and treat them with respect. But here's the thing, you're not going to get that kind of treatment if you don't speak up for yourself. If you can't say, hey, this is what I want, and you expect them to read your mind and give it to you, or you expect them to just like you so much that they just go out of their kind-hearted way to give you something that you didn't even ask for. No. That's how a lot of women operate when they're working in corporate as well. They don't ask for a raise. They don't ask for anything. They don't ask for a bonus. They just do really good work and hope that one day someone is going to see all the good work that they're doing and offer them a raise. Why would a company do that? Why would a company want to pay someone more for something when they'll get the same thing for less money? No one's going to give you something unless they have to. It's the same thing in romantic relationships. A man is not going to commit to you and spoil you and take care of you if he doesn't have to. This is one thing that I actually asked my now fiance, who was my boyfriend at the time, and I asked him, like, what led to us being in such a serious relationship so fast? We met for our first date, and from that moment, like, we were just together. We never had to have a conversation about if we were exclusive. We never had to, like, be confused about anything. Like, right from the beginning, it was a committed relationship, and that's what it was, and that's what got us to this point. So I asked him, I was like, why do you think that we just were so serious and never had to, like, have a discussion or anything? And he said it was because it was very clear to him that in order for him to be able to talk to me, like, he had to commit to me. Like, it was very clear to him from the way I was presenting myself and from the way I was communicating my intentions that I had no interest in something casual, and he was not willing to let go of that. Like, he was not willing to do anything to risk me walking away. He saw me, he saw my value, and because of my intention and my standards, he knew that he had to just, like, commit to the relationship and give me what I required, or else he just wouldn't have access to me. What I did in that relationship is exactly what I didn't do in this business situation, where I should have made it very clear, this is what I want, and if I don't get it, I'm just simply not interested. I should have done that. And because I didn't do that, I allowed this man to basically determine how it was going to go and basically just follow whatever he said. But guess what? What he was saying and doing wasn't in my best interest. So a lot of you are following what people are telling you to do, whether it's like a business partner or your boss or your coworkers. You're following their instructions and you're doing whatever they say to do, but they don't have your best interest. So that is why you need to speak up for yourself. It's not being demanding, right? A lot of these people who want to take advantage of you will tell you that it's not okay for women to speak up, that it's not okay for women to complain. If a woman speaks up for herself or acts in the way a man acts, she gets called names, she gets told that she's too blunt, that she's too masculine. Now, there's obviously a way that you communicate this. You don't need to communicate in the same way a man communicates because it rubs people the wrong way, and you don't need to do that. You don't need to argue and yell the way a man does, but you do need to speak for yourself. You do need to be direct about what you want and not accept anything less. That does not make you a bad person. That does not make you high maintenance. It does not make you unrealistic. It makes you confident. And it makes you magnetic. And truly, the opportunities that you want are already out there. You know, like, I never needed to take this opportunity. I didn't need the money that he paid me. The only reason I did it was because he was literally begging me to come help him. And I was interested in the fact that he was launching a dating app. And I wanted to be a part of that because I give relationship advice. So I thought to myself, okay, I'd love to be a partner on a dating app because that actually goes well with my brand. And this is something that I told him many, many times over. He was like, yeah, of course, that's great. But there was never a written agreement. There was never a real agreement. He was just talking, blowing things up out of proportion. But when it came down to actual actions and commitments, it never happened. Now, over the course of these first 6 months that I was working with him, a lot of things happened, you know? Like, every time we would have a disagreement or something would happen and I felt like, what's going on? I don't like the direction that this app is going. I don't like the direction that business is going. I'm just going to remove myself from the situation. Anytime that would happen, within the next week or so, he'd be blowing up my phone, calling me, I need you to come help me with this, I need your help. Like, he made it a very clear thing that he needed me to be there. And the reason that I'm telling you this is because things took quite the negative turn recently, and so I'm trying to give you more backstory so you understand what's happening now. The reason that men want women in their businesses is because women bring a certain energy to business. Not just in business, right? In relationships too. This is why men want to be in serious relationships with women. They want to have access to women. Because as a woman, when you have that feminine energy, you bring something to the table that you can't really measure or see. So just because you are there, just because you are present, that company is already becoming more valuable. Just by you being there. It's just like, for example, if you were gonna open a new club or you were going to open a new restaurant, what would you do? You would call up all the most beautiful women you know and you would have them invite all their friends and come. Why? Because when women participate in something, it brings attention to something. It brings energy to something. And what does that attract? That attracts men who want to come and spend money. That is like the number one marketing tactic. Get the girls to show up, and then money will come. That's literally a marketing tactic. Get the women to like it, get the women to buy it, and then it'll grow. So just you being present in this business adds value. And that's something that took me a while to realize. The reason why this successful man, who I barely even speak to, wants me to participate so bad, it's because he knows that I'm intelligent, I'm capable, I follow my intuition, and I'm confident. And so me having those traits and me being a woman adds value to his business. The ideas that I bring, the connections that I bring, the energy that I bring, these are things that you can't always measure or see, right? Like, because I'm working there, we've made other business connections with people that will bring opportunities. Like, we were literally out doing a real estate meeting one day, and I just walk off and I start talking to this other random person, and I find out he's helped launch other really popular apps. And so I connected him with my friend, and now we have a connection of someone who can really help take this dating app to the next level because of his history and connections. If I wasn't there, would they have met? Would they have connected? You can't measure that. You can't say that, right? It's not something tangible that you can measure. And so these are the things that you as a woman need to be aware of. Not every man and not every business is going to see your value. So you have to see your value. So that's going to move me on to the next mistake that I made. The second feminine business secret is setting boundaries in business. Boundaries are something that protect you. They make sure that both people in this relationship or in this business arrangement, they both know what is expected of them and what they're going to get in return. The reason that this is more important for you as a woman is because, like I said before, women are very empathetic. We're natural givers. We're natural nurturers. That's why we need commitment. Because it's so easy for us to fall into any relationship and give just about anyone all of our energy and attention and all of that feminine energy that actually manifests for them as well. So feminine energy doesn't just benefit you, it also benefits everyone around you, and people know this. Subconsciously, they know that women have some kind of value. They don't know what it is, but they know that by bringing more women into something, they're going to receive more. So it's more important for you to have these boundaries to determine who you're giving your energy to. And so in business, this is called having agreements, having written contracts that protect you, having even a verbal agreement that has some kind of legal weight to it can help you, right? But you really do want to get everything in writing. A verbal agreement is only a starting point. When you make a verbal agreement with someone, you then want to follow up and put it in writing. So if that means sending an email, writing up a contract, writing up a letter that both of you sign, however you want to do it, it's fine. This isn't really about the legal protection of it. It's more so about the energetic protection, because it's very clear who's doing what you're going to get out of it, and how you're going to be rewarded. And so people are less likely to take advantage of you or to try to manipulate you because they have that clear boundary. And so they have to work within that boundary that you've set. It's just like a romantic relationship. Right? The reason that my boyfriend, now fiance, was so committed to me right from the beginning is because I made it very clear with my energy that this is what I require in order to give you this. That's it. And so even though we didn't have like a written contract, it was an energetic agreement that we had, right? So in romantic relationships, you don't always need a contract. Obviously, you get a contract when you get married to someone. Right? I'm engaged now and I'm going to be married to this man. So there's going to be a written agreement that is held up by the law. But in business agreements, you need to have these things from the beginning. You need to have letters of agreement. You need to have expectation letters. You need to have things that document what each person is going to do and what they're going to get in return. So instead of just being nice and doing what you think is good, have these agreements first. because there's so many things that I did that were not a part of my job description. Like, I was going out of my way to promote this dating app. You probably heard me promoting it, right? I'm like, oh, go download date.com. It's my new dating app. He knew I was promoting it. I literally told him, I'm like, listen, I know I'm not on this legally yet, but I'm going to promote this app as my own, right? Because we're working together and like, I'm sure at some point it's gonna get there. He was like, yeah, go for it. Like, that's how we do it. Like, go for it. Promote it as your own. I don't care. I'm like, okay, great. So I thought we were on the same page, right? Mind you, this whole time, I never owned that dating app whatsoever. I didn't have any agreement with him that I was going to be an owner. I was doing all of this as if this app was really mine. And that was my mistake, okay? It's actually funny because I was going out of my way to promote this app without him even asking me to do it or paying me for it. And like, meanwhile, we were talking to influencers that would have promoted the app. They wanted $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, and even more just to post about the app. Meanwhile, I was here doing it for free. For free. One of the videos I recorded in my car, it took me 2 minutes to make and edit. It got almost 1 million views on it. I actually had to take it down recently because I'm like, listen, I'm not an owner of this app. Why am I promoting this app if it's not mine? I don't promote anything that is not mine. If you see me selling something, I own it, okay? All the affirmation cards I'm selling, I own it, which, by the way, I'm really, really excited. You can now pre-order the cards because they're finally printed. They're finally getting shipped to the United States to the Amazon warehouse. And then once they get there, then it'll actually get shipped out to you if you pre-ordered it, or then you can just order it at the new sale price. But that's something that I own. I designed these cards. I found someone to manufacture these cards. I created the Amazon account all by myself. I got a trademark all by myself. I did all of this by myself, of course, with the emotional and financial support of my man, duh. But I did all the steps by myself, and it was not easy, right? But that's the way I like to do things. I like to do things from scratch. Okay, I like to create things from thin air, from nothing. And now I feel so rewarded, I'm gonna start selling these cards and they're mine. I did it all myself, right? Those are the things I promote. I don't promote other people's companies unless I just want to because I really like a product. But I don't go on that dating app. I already have a fiance. Like, I don't need a dating app. I was promoting it because I wanted to help him and I wanted to be a part of it. I felt like it would be a good thing for me to collaborate with, and I wanted to be a part of it. And instead of protecting myself and having a written agreement as to what each person was going to do, I just did it out of kindness. I did it in good faith that this person is my friend and he would do right by me. He was going to do business in a fair way. And he was blowing up my phone, begging me to come help him. Anytime we'd have a disagreement, he'd apologize and, beg me to keep working with him. So you're saying that you need me, but then you're not acting like you need me. You say that you need me, but I don't feel needed at all. You know, like, I feel like you're treating me like I'm replaceable and like I don't bring any value, right? And we're gonna get to that part of the story where things take a negative turn, but he basically made it seem like I didn't do anything and like he did all the work, but that's not the point. We're gonna get into that part in a minute. I don't want you to ever forget that if you're going to be a part of a business situation, you have a written agreement. I don't want you to lift a single finger for this business that you're working for unless you are getting rewarded for it, unless there's an agreement that you will be getting rewarded for it. Don't be nice. Don't work outside of your job title, okay? If your job is to do one thing, you do that one thing. You don't do everything else to try to impress your boss in hopes that he'll promote you, because he will not. The only way he'll promote you is if you ask for it and you require it, and then he values you. So it's a two-part formula. Number one, you have to have that boundary. And number two, they have to value you. You can have firm boundaries all you want and require contracts, but if they don't see the value in you, you're not going to get anything. But it's really important to figure out if they value you from the beginning. Otherwise, you're going to waste your time, right? It's like a romantic relationship. They don't want to be in a committed relationship with you. They just want to have fun with you. But you don't know that because you weren't clear about your intention and you didn't set those boundaries from the beginning. So you're giving all of yourself as if you're going to get married to this person and then come to find out they don't value you like that. So had you spoken up from the beginning, you would have figured out right away that they didn't value you, and then you'd be able to move on to the next relationship. And in this case, had I created all of these boundaries from the beginning and been very clear from the beginning, gotten that contract from the beginning or proposed that, I would have avoided all of these last 8 months of putting my energy into someone else's projects when I could have been putting that all on myself, you know? I feel bad for my viewers, right? Because I could have been making so much more content, you know? It's actually still crazy because even though I was giving him all of my energy, it felt like I was giving him all of my energy, I still managed to grow from 8,000 subscribers to now over 20,000 subscribers. So even though I was like managing and balancing all these things, my energy still came through for me and I was still able to progress in my own projects. Meanwhile, whenever I didn't help him, he didn't progress at all. He made that very clear to me that he literally needed me to help him, right? Like when we would be working on the app, like actual marketing portion of the app, I would basically do all of these things for him. Like people would come to his house, I would meet with them, I would tell them about the app, I would convince them to post about it. Like I was doing all of these things while he was like taking phone calls upstairs. Like this is something that he probably just doesn't want to remember. He doesn't want to remember all of the things that I was doing that he was not doing, that now he wants to take credit for everything as if he did it himself. So after like the first 6 or 7 months of us working together, it was Christmas, I went away for a week, he did his own thing. At that point, I started kind of realizing like, this isn't really going anywhere. If I'm going to keep working with this person, like I actually need a written agreement because I feel like I've been doing so much for him and I've been continuously trying to prove that I can help him and I can be valuable, but he hasn't given me what I wanted, which is to be a partner on date.com, not just to work for the app and to help promote the app, but no, to actually be an owner in the app and actually be able to promote it as my own, because I know what I could bring to the table, right? I know how to make videos that attract people to it, especially when you're marketing an app. It's really easy because it's really focused on one thing. It's not like building a personal brand. Like it's a completely different thing and it's something that could be really fun for me and really easy for me to help with, especially with someone who's like super busy with real estate, super busy with like multi-million dollar business deals. He probably doesn't have the time, energy, or creativity to do the things is gonna be required to get this dating app launched, right? And I think he knows that, which is obviously why he kept wanting me to participate. But here's when the story gets ugly. Here's when everyone's true colors started to show. Okay, January of this year, he tells me that, oh, now he met with producers who want to do a TV show about the making of date.com. And in his mind, I already know what he was thinking. He was singing hallelujah in his head. Because to him, being featured on a TV show or having a TV show about the app, that's way less work for marketing purposes, right? Because once you're on TV, you get exposed to so many eyes that it helps the businesses become more successful. Especially if it's a whole TV show basically about him and about his app and about his team. So at this point, when he told me this, I'm like, okay, great. He's probably not going to want to give me a percentage of ownership now because he has this opportunity and he thinks, oh, if I already can get the TV show working, then I don't need Patty anymore because I don't need her to market the app at all if it's gonna be on TV, right? Even though I have reach and I'm able to market things, I don't have the same reach that a TV show would have, right? A TV show has a lot of ad spending behind it. These production companies, they spend a lot of time, a lot of resources. They have a lot of expertise when it comes to making things that people want to see. They're going to be advertising the show. I currently do not have that kind of reach right now. So I totally understand why he would think to himself, oh, okay, like I probably don't need Patty's marketing because I'm gonna be on TV, right? But instead of being direct with me, he still wanted me to do work. And so when I noticed that shift within himself where he realized like, okay, I don't need Patty anymore, he completely changed. That's when his real true colors and true intentions were showed to me. Because as soon as that happened, I told him, you know what? I'm happy for you. I wish you the best of luck. I would love to help you get this TV show up and running. I would love to help you continue to build the app regardless of the TV show, because there is no guarantee that the TV show is going to get made. Just because they're interested in it and they're talking about it, it could get made in 2 years. You know, until then, the app still needs to grow. It still needs work. Or if the TV show doesn't end up getting made, then what? You still have to promote the app, right? So I wasn't as like distracted by the TV show opportunity because I understood that even if that does happen, you still need to have real marketing. You still need to attack this from different angles. You can't just have one marketing strategy. There needs to be several things going on at once. And if you're working on the app, that just makes it more appealing for the TV show. If the TV show people see, okay, this app is nothing, they might want to do the show, they might not want to do the show. But if the TV show people see, oh wow, this app is really growing really fast, they're going to be more in a rush to want to make the TV show. That's my logic. I don't know what anyone else's logic is. But when I finally communicated this to him, I finally put my foot down and I was like, listen, I'm not just going to keep working for you and doing all these things for you. Like, the only reason you got to the point where a TV show even wants to talk to you is because I've been participating in this. It's because I've been helping you along the way and I've helped you get to this point, whether you want to admit it or not. And the thing is, he doesn't want to admit that to himself right now. So it is what it is, right? But it doesn't end here. It's so bad. Because finally, when we had this conversation, he basically was like, I agree with you. I think you should be rewarded. Like, he basically once again told me everything I wanted to hear. And then he was like, well, why don't you write up the brief for the TV show? And why don't you keep promoting the app on your channel? And we'll keep discussing how we're gonna make a deal together. So he was literally just leading me on. And in that moment, I didn't see through it because I wanted to believe him. Like, this person is my friend first. Before we went into business together, he was my friend. And so it was kind of like confusing for me because I'm like, okay, well, he's telling me to just keep doing what I'm doing and we're gonna come to a fair agreement, great. But guess what ended up happening? Every time we would speak, he would push it further and further away. Every time I spoke to him, he's like, okay, let's keep thinking about it and we'll talk tomorrow. Then tomorrow we talked and then he's like, yeah, I thought about it. Let's keep thinking about it and we'll talk tomorrow. It's like he wanted to keep talking to me every single day and continue to get my advice and talk to me about everything that was going on with him, but he didn't want to actually agree to anything. But he also didn't want to tell me no, because he knows if he just tells me flat out no, then it's over. He loses his power completely. So in business, people will tell you what you want to hear to keep draining you of things, but then they don't actually follow through with their part in it, right? Because there was never an agreement. There was never a contract. You never had that clear intention. You never had those boundaries. So I can't even be mad at him, right? Because it was my fault. I should not have put in all this energy and done all these things without having an agreement. And now all of a sudden, I finally got some confidence and put my foot down. And guess what? It didn't go my way. Because he was just going based off of, okay, well, she was easy to manipulate before, so why do I need to give her this now? She should have asked for this before, right? Like, that's his mindset, especially now that he thinks this show is gonna get done. So finally, after talking with him for over the course of like 2 weeks, every day discussing like a little bit more and a little bit more. He gets on the phone, he tells me, listen, I've already spent $3 million to build this app. It's been 3 years in the making. Like, I can't just give you a percentage. You have to earn it. You have to work for it. Like, he was telling me this whole story, which, by the way, I've never built an app before, but I do know people who build apps, and I do have a lot of friends in tech. It does not cost $3 million to build an app. It does not cost that. It's actually quite embarrassing if that's actually what you spent, because have you seen the app? Like, it's not finished. It's not a finished product. It still needs a lot of work. So that's why I'm like, okay, whatever you say. I could tell in that moment, like, he was just trying to downgrade my value by making it seem like he did all of this work and spent all of this money. It's a very, very common negotiation tactic. When someone wants to get you to lower your price for them, they're going to tell you everything that they did, everything they put into it. Like, he's a real estate person. So imagine, like, he's selling you a house. If you're selling someone a house, what are you going to tell them? You're going to tell them, oh, I spent years building this house. I picked out the concrete myself. I laid the bricks myself. I spent $100,000 over here, $10,000 over there. I had all these issues. They're going to try to overvalue it so that way you pay more. Okay. If you're trying to buy a house, what do? You say, oh, I don't like the paint. Yeah. And I don't like the ceiling fan. Oh, and these floors, they have to change. You know what? This isn't the best neighborhood. You're going to try to downgrade the value of the home so you have to pay less, right? It's very, very obvious, basic negotiating tactics. And so when he started doing this, I'm like, hold on a second. Is my friend really trying to play this game with me as if I was born yesterday? Don't let this face fool you. I'm a savage. Okay, like, I don't play around when it comes to business. I don't play around when it comes to money. I was acting a certain way because this person was my friend. I wasn't approaching it in the way I normally would have, but I don't play, okay? And in that moment, I realized, like, oh, he's trying to play with me. He's trying to do all these manipulation tactics. So when he started using those tactics on me and trying to negotiate and trying to, like, devalue everything I'd done, like, he literally downgraded everything that I did. He was like, I did everything. These are all my resources. These are all my connections. It's all about him, everything he did. He did not want to appreciate anything I did, because if he admitted to that, then he would have to admit to the fact that he does need to reward me, and he can't just, like, downplay every single thing that I've done, right? So when that started in that direction, like, I realized it was kind of a lost cause. So when I finally was, like, about to cut him off, and I was literally like, listen, we can't come to an agreement. We are on completely different pages. We have completely different intentions for this. It's not going to work. We can still be friends, but that's it. Like, I was literally cutting this man off. His last offer that he made to me, he was like, no, like, I still really want you to be a part of it. Like, I do appreciate you. Like, he was kind of backtracking on, like, his whole thing that he said about how he doesn't need me and, like, I'm replaceable and, like, I haven't done anything and he's done everything. He's basically backtracking once again because he knows that's a lie, obviously. And he's like, oh, no, I really do want you to be a part of it. Here's what I want to offer you. You want to know what his offer was? It's great. It's great. His offer is that I help him create the TV show. I help him get it done. And if the TV show gets approved by the production company, if the TV show goes on air, then I will get a success fee. Which basically means, like, I'm going to put in all of this effort, do all the work for him to get the TV show on air. And if the show actually gets approved, which is not in my control, by the way, then I will get a sum of money. That is what he calls a success fee. It's going to be an amount of money that I'm going to get in cash once that happens, once the TV show gets up on air. What the heck? That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. So you want me to work for free, do all the hard work to potentially maybe get paid? That's actually worse than what I was doing before. Like, what the heck? At least before, I was getting paid for my time, which, by the way, I gave him a discount. He acts as if like he paid for all this work that I did, but he really was just paying me for my gas, because I was driving 3 hours every single day to go there. He wasn't paying me for the energy I was bringing, because if I had charged him what it would actually cost just for my plain time and energy to be there, it would have been way more than what he was paying me. Like, I was only accepting that amount because I was thinking about the bigger picture, about being part of the project. And so I was thinking, okay, he's paying me that amount. That's basically for like gas and my time in the car to drive there. But he's not paying me for my actual work and effort, because I'm doing a bunch of other things I don't need to be doing. And I'm working from home when he's not paying me. So it wasn't necessarily like the amount that I would have required had I known it wasn't gonna go this way. Like, had I known he was going to backtrack on what he promised and sort of be greedy about the situation, like, I wouldn't have ever taken the job in the first place. I wouldn't have accepted it. I would have been like, you know what, have fun, good luck. But it was my fault because I didn't speak up for myself sooner, and I just allowed him to determine how it was going to go. So after I already did the work to write the brief for the TV show, which basically outlines like all of the characters, the storyline, the plot, ideas for episodes, people who could potentially be on the show, like, I'm doing all of this work, right? And guess what he says? He says, "We wrote the brief." Like, he literally took everything that I did and claimed it for himself. And that's something people will do in business. They will hire people that are talented, but that don't really know how cutthroat business is. And they'll take advantage of their kindness and take advantage of their creativity and then use it for themselves. And then when they finally realize their worth, they'll throw you to the side, you know? Like, he basically took advantage of me for as long as he possibly could have, until I finally like said, no, like, this is what I deserve. Then all of a sudden, my contribution is nothing. I don't do anything. Then he was trying to negotiate with me to give me a success fee and basically once again have me do all the work for what? And you know what he said when I put my name on the TV show? Like, when I wrote myself into the cast, he was like, oh, they don't know you yet, so maybe we shouldn't put your name in there. He didn't even want me to be in the show. Like, he said he wanted me to be in the show, but he never brought me up. When he was doing the meetings with the producers, he brought up himself and his business partner, who's doing all the technology on the app. He never brought me up. He never included me, right? He always wanted to take all the credit for everything and just kind of have me be in the background, in the shadow. And I don't care about getting the credit, right? Up until that point, it didn't really matter that he took credit for everything I did, because I don't care about getting the credit. I care about getting the things that I want to get out of it, which is being an owner and being able to call this my own and promote it as my own. That's all I wanted. That's literally all I wanted. I was willing to help him manifest this TV show and get all of this done and help all of his goals and everything just for that little thing, just to be an owner. Which, by the way, having a percentage of that company is worth nothing right now. Because the last time I checked, in the past 8 months, they've made like $1,000. So it's not really worth anything. If I got a 10% of that company, okay, great. I just earned $100 in equity. Fantastic. Like, it's not worth anything, right? He thinks it's like this amazing thing, but he's not willing to bring other people in on it because he doesn't want to share and he doesn't see the value in anyone else, right? And so the way that we left things was 3 weeks ago, we had like this whole text interaction where I basically told him like, listen, I don't want a success fee. I don't want you to just pay me for my work. I want to be an owner. I want to have equity. Otherwise, I'm not interested. It's nothing against you. It's nothing against the business. It's just the way I do things. I know my worth. I know my value. I'm better than that. That's it. So the way that we left things was that he said, no, I don't want to fight about this. I care about you. You're important to me, blah, blah, blah. I'll send you a proposal next week with some terms for a way that we can work together. If you like it, great, we can work together. Otherwise, I love you, we'll always be friends. That was 3 weeks ago. He has not sent me any contract, by the way. So, will he send me a contract? I don't know. But if he does, it'll probably be the same terms that he told me. He wants to give me a success fee and he wants me to do all this work for him. Like, sir, what don't you understand? What you're asking me to do is what the hardest work, right? What they're asking you to do is the hardest part. Getting an app from 0 to 100 is the most difficult part. You don't actually get rewarded until you're already at 100 and you're going from 100 to 1,000. You understand what I'm saying? Like, the beginning stages of any business or any project are the ones that require the most effort and the ones that are the least rewarding. So he's trying to get me to do the hard part of the project, which is getting the app to a certain amount of users and getting the TV show on air. Then once the TV show on air, that's when the rewards come in. But he doesn't want me to get the rewards afterwards. He just wants me to do all the work leading up to there, and he'll pay me a small amount of money that he feels is worth it. But whatever amount of money he pays me is not gonna be worth 5% or 10% of a company that's gonna last 20 years, 30 years, and it's gonna grow every single year. You know, especially if I'm involved with it. Everything I'm involved in grows every single day. So I want to be involved in something that, yes, I put in the work, but I also get the rewards. Not, oh, I just get a cash amount and then bye. You're welcome for doing all the work, goodbye. Like, no, if it's gonna be like that, do it yourself. Do it yourself. And that's exactly what's happening, right? 3 weeks ago, we left it at that he was going to let me know when he has a contract. It's been 3 weeks, no contract, haven't heard from him. And frankly, I'm over it. Like, will he reach out to me again? Probably, because they always come back. They always come back. So there's a part of me that's still open to doing business with him if he comes to the realization that he can't be acting in this way. Like, he needs to be generous. If he wants other people to be generous, he also needs to be generous. And so if he realizes that and actually starts negotiating with me in a respectful way, in a way that makes sense, in a way that's fair, then I'll participate. I'm open to being a part of the app in the future. But as it is right now, like, I just can't work with someone who's in that headspace, and I can't work with someone who doesn't see my worth and doesn't see my value, you know? And so that moves me on to the third mistake. I know I made you wait a while to get this, but the third feminine business secret is to ask for more. Ask for more. Whatever it is that they're giving you, triple it. Whatever it is that you want out of it, triple it. Whatever it is that you're asking for, multiply it times 10. And it's still not going to be enough. Because as I told you, the things that you bring to the table as a woman, the energy that you bring, the blessings that you bring, it cannot be measured. It cannot be measured. And so you need to ask for more. From the beginning of this business interaction, I should have asked for more. Whatever cash amount he was offering me, I should have asked for more. Whatever proposal he was giving me, I should have asked for more. And guess what? If he comes back and realizes that he does need me, or he does want me to be a part of this, the offer that I originally gave him, it's off the table. He's gonna have to do way more for me than what I was asking for before. When it comes to your romantic relationships, ask for more. When it comes to business, ask for more, because you actually do deserve it. And the more that you are paid, the more that you are valued, the more magic you can do for this business. The more that you are rewarded and supported, the more that you can thrive. That is how women operate in business. They need to have a safe boundary, a safe structure in that business relationship where they are protected, rewarded, and appreciated, then from there, they can blossom like a flower and attract all the blessings into the business and do all the things in the efficient feminine way that women do things and multitask and think in such creative ways and help this business succeed. So as a woman, you need to know your value. If you don't know your worth, people will disappoint you and they will take advantage of you. And it's not their fault, okay? It's so easy to blame others and say, you know, me in my situation, blame my friend and be like, oh, he's so terrible. How dare he? Blah, blah, blah. I'm not mad at him. I'm really not. If he were to call me tomorrow, I would answer. I would say hello. I would have a nice conversation. I'm not angry at him. I'm really truly just angry at myself for allowing myself to get to this point and pouring this energy into other people and other businesses when I should have been pouring that energy into my own business, right? So as a woman, the reason you can ask for more is because you don't need them. You could do it yourself. So I should have been asking for more because I could have done it myself, right? I could have been promoting my own YouTube channel. I could have launched my own app if I wanted to, right? I didn't need to be a part of this. So I had all the leverage to ask for more, and yet I wasn't confident enough or secure enough or bold enough to do that. And that's my fault. And that's a lesson that I learned. And hopefully you can learn from my mistakes. Let me know in the comments what your favorite tip was. If you have any similar stories to this or any questions that you may have, remember, if you want to work with me or you want to check out my courses, my coaching, and my products, the link is in the description. You can go to modelpatty.com. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.